From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama is proving to be one of Democrat Hillary Clinton's most vocal surrogates as he mocked Republican Donald Trump Thursday as uniquely unqualified to be president.
This counts. This has to do with what's going to happen in your family, in your community, to soldiers and veterans, the safety of our kids.
Obama spoke to cheering supporters in Miami, Florida, home to thousands of Hispanic voters who support Clinton and are opposed to Trump's tough anti-immigration plans. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's wife, Melania, Thursday, in a rare appearance on the campaign trail, spoke at a rally outside of Philadelphia. Her husband campaigned in Florida as well, where he continued to attack Hillary Clinton's use of a private email.
If she were to win, it would create unprecedented constitutional crisis.
He was relentlessly attacking Clinton in recent days after FBI Director James Comey announced that the Bureau was looking into emails that may be connected to Clinton's private email server. Stocks retreated for an eighth consecutive day on Thursday as nervous investors remain transfixed on the potential outcome of next week's U.S. presidential election, which has become too close to call. The stock market is now at its lowest losing streak since the depths of the 2008 financial crisis. With 5 days left until the election, Hillary Clinton maintains a lead in national polling in the U.S. presidential race, but Donald Trump has significantly narrowed the gap, particularly in swing states like Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. This is VOA. Human rights group Amnesty International has accused Italian police of abusing migrants arriving on its shores from North Africa, including beatings and electric shocks. Amnesty accuses the European Union's so-called hotspot system of pressuring Italy into abusing the migrants. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Under Europe's hotspot system, all migrants are meant to be fingerprinted and processed in frontline countries like Italy, allowing for a quick assessment of their asylum claims. But in many cases, migrants refuse because they want to claim asylum in other European countries, which is against EU law. 24 of 170 migrants interviewed by Amnesty said they had been abused after refusing to give their fingerprints. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Fans of the Chicago Cubs continue to celebrate their team's World Series victory, the first in 108 years. The Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in 10 innings, a hard blow for long-suffering Cleveland fans who hoped their team would emerge victorious after a 68-year World Series championship drought. As Kane Farabaugh reports from Cleveland, Indian fans are consoling themselves that their team at least got to the series playoff.
Last time that they won a World Series was 1908, 108 years ago. This is the longest championship drought or title drought for a professional sports team. And also, too, you know, the Chicago Cubs just getting to the World Series was in some ways an accomplishment because the last time they even got to the best of seven series was in 1945. So they haven't even had a chance to play for the title in 71 years. So once the Cubs got there, though, got into this series, you know, they lost that series in 1945. Once they got back into the series this year, for many people in Chicago, it was an expectation for them then to win the World Series. And I think a lot of people would have been extremely disappointed if the Cubs would not have broken this 100-year so-called curse that's been on the team.
And Cleveland still has not won a World Series since 1948. Seattle-based coffee chain Starbucks reporting a 23% rise in profit in its fourth quarter, thanks to rising sales at its shops and benefiting from an extra week in the period. The company's results beat Wall Street expectations, and it announced a 25% increase in its dividend. The report net income of $801 million in its fiscal fourth quarter. And actress Mila Kunis says in an essay that anytime she experiences gender bias at work, she plans to speak up. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.